As thousands of demonstrators joined the Women's March on Washington Saturday, a similar march in far western Kentucky drew hundreds of people from diverse backgrounds to Murray for the March for Equality and Social Justice. Ebony Clark and Taylor Inman bring this audio postcard from the march and the rally that followed.
This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
We're Lana and Richard Blish. We're retired educators. Well, I know this sounds like a cliche that women's rights are human rights, but that is really true. So we're here for exactly what it says, equality and social justice.
I'm Savannah Young. I'm a senior. I'm absolutely ecstatic. There's a lot of rhetoric of hatred floating around, and I feel that it's important to stand up and show in solidarity with everyone. The two main parties have become very divisive and polarized, and out of fear, hatred has arisen. And I think that it's a lot of misguided nonsense.
Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here.
And during the presidential debates when he said Muslims should report stuff, I'm reporting stuff right now.
Woo! Yesenia Weezar. I am from Chicago, but living in Mayfield. Well, I hope to bring more awareness, especially in these small towns where, let's be honest, sadly we see more racism than before, than maybe in other huge areas where there's more diversity.
Nicholas Newsom, I'm just a local. This is a momentous time for our nation, and I'm proud, more than happy and proud to stand up for everybody of all different types, you know, that whether they're like me or not like me. Well, it says walls are for cowards, and it has the feminist fist, which, you know, to me that represents my wife and daughter.
Tyler Bradley. Throughout this whole past year, there's been a lot of kind of demagogue rhetoric and really kind of exploiting people of underrepresented populations, and it's about standing up to those things that were said and showing that we're here, we exist, and we should be treated like humans just like everybody else.
Darian Matthews, to ensure that everybody has a say-so in the equal rights and justice of everybody.
Chuck Paisley, Local 1214, Labor Hall, out of Dubuque, Kentucky. But what brings me here today is right to work. It's not no good for the families. Person can't make a good wage. Even the rest of the workers can't make a good wage. It's not good for them.
And like Martin Luther King, I have a dream too. I have a dream that all working families should be above the poverty line. If you work 40 hours a week, you shouldn't be in poverty.
Dana O'Kee, Paducah, Kentucky. The ACA, or the Affordable Care Act, saved my mother's life. She had enrolled, and then about 2 weeks later, she was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. Had it not been for that, she would have been in over $200,000 in medical debts. So we are grateful to Obama. We have a voice, and we need to use our voices.
Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. Put another way, when our haters go low, we go high.